Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you're able to join me. If you're a new listener, we're heard on this station every day at this same time, Monday through Friday. And as I shared on yesterday's broadcast, there were just a few things the Lord placed on my heart in terms of spiritual protocol that I just feel in the spirit there are those listening that need to consider this, because you're in a situation that you want to be pleasing to the Lord, and yet there are some issues that just can't be swept under the rug, and you want to walk in a way that's pleasing to the Lord. And sometimes it's necessary to do that. God wants us always to be at peace with all men as much as is possible, and He wants us, especially in the body of Christ, to respond, to treat one another in a way that is God-honoring. And that, there were times even the apostles didn't agree. I remember there was a conflict, between Paul and Barnabas regarding Mark. And yet we see in the course of time that obviously whatever disagreement there was a healing and restoration. And Paul said, Mark is profitable to me. So obviously there was certainly a healing and, of course, maturity on both parts, both sides. But as we were talking about spiritual protocol, I shared briefly protocol by definition are ceremonial forms and courtesies that are established as a code of conduct or behavior, if you will, as proper and correct in official intercourse between heads of state and their ministers. And so God has a spiritual protocol, for example, that we should respect a godly authority. God has placed everyone in position as He chooses in the body. And there may be times you don't agree. There may be time that it's a new season and God wants you to move on, but there's a way of doing it correctly. For example, in Proverbs, the 6th chapter, God is very clear that He hates those who sow discord in the body. And unfortunately, when there does come a time that there may be disagreements or not seeing eye to eye, that people tend to justify themselves, they want to justify themselves, and they speak indiscriminately and try to get people, quote, over on their side. And that's not the way that God wants things handled. For example, you don't rebuke an older man, but exhort him as a father, it says in 1 Timothy 5:1. And then also for those of the body of Christ who have prophetic giftings, I'd like to touch just briefly on an Absalom spirit. And if you recall, Absalom was a beloved son of David, and yet a time came where he actually aspired to the throne and disrespected his father, did everything he could to turn the hearts of Israel to him so that he could be king, in spite of the king who God wanted, which was Solomon. And as a result, we see that young man ended rather desperately hanging. He was killed, actually, because of the traitorous behavior and dividing of the kingdom that had occurred through his choice. So as we talk about an Absalom spirit, there are those who God has gifted in a prophetic manner, and they tend to discern the faults and vulnerabilities in other leaders. And those of you out here in the listening audience that are like that, you know who you are. And what's the purpose of that? Just so, you might feel spiritually superior? No, it's the purpose is for intercessory prayer, that if God shows you areas of need, that you're not to go running around criticizing and being divisive or speaking to other people to bring discontent, but rather to pray. That's what God wants. And Also, it's possible to give, you know, we are to speak the truth in love, and so it's important to give corrective words, but you could do it with incorrect protocol. In other words, you may have discerned something correctly and accurately, but you could be wrong in your delivery. You can be right and wrong at the same time. That's one of the things I learned from Brother Glass. And when I was young, very young in the Lord, I mean, I would obviously say things that weren't right because I am prophetic as Brother Glass was. And yet he said, well, you know, you can be right and wrong at the same time. And so we have to understand that just because we have a measure of spiritual understanding, discernment, and truth does not lift from us the ability or the responsibility, I should say, to be loving and to respond in a godly way with that. So we also, those who are prophetic, tend to verbalize or tell others what they see in church or leadership. And so that can cause a critical spirit to rise against the leadership. Deception will enter. You know, they know better than the pastor. Perhaps they should be pastor instead. Such dissension and disunity leads to full-blown rebellion. And so obviously God is not wanting to encourage that. You know, if in all honesty, if you speak one-on-one to those who are in leadership and you feel you can't support or be no longer a part of their vision of the work, there's a way to leave graciously and gratefully for the time that you have spent there, but God is simply moving you on. So obviously there's some out there that are in a situation like this. Just know there is a right way to do things. We're to honor those in authority over us, and that's true from the family unit, honoring fathers and mothers, to those who are in a church leadership, or those who might, obviously, even those in the secular world, those who are placed over us as bosses, even though they may not be even a very good boss, yet it is your response as a child of God to honor them because of the position they hold, as long as it's morally proper for you to do so. In other words, if they're asking you to do something immoral, illegal, against the word of God, well, of course, in that case, you must obey God rather than man. So there is today such a lack of respect among people. It's rampant in today's youth, a lack of a respect for authority, for parents. And even if there is a problem, even in the midst of questionings, our hearts need to be right and not attack. There's a way to resolve conflicts and disagreements. There is that very specific scripture that Jesus spoke in Matthew, the 18th chapter. I'll read it for you, verses 15 through 17. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee even as a heathen man and a publican. So we need to prepare, we need to pray, we need to ask the Lord if there is a time of coming together to discuss conflicts and disagreements, to ask the Lord to soften both of your hearts, to seek for the power of the Holy Spirit in the meeting, as well as the correct timing. So these are just some of the thoughts I've shared today and yesterday on proper spiritual protocol. But now I'd like to go on to that which the Lord has placed on my heart. And of course, this undergirds everything, all the foregoing that I have shared, and that is the importance of love. We talk about the love of God and we rejoice in that, but we are His children, and it is imperative that we, as disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ and as the children of God, to display properly His character. And this is, you know, we all understand, yes, we know we need to be loving because we are representing the Lord. We're His ambassadors. We're living epistles that are read of all men. But it does good. Again, I don't know some of the things that some of you are dealing with. The enemy delights in bringing up discord, bringing up strife in the family, in the church family, the natural family, the church family, in any way, area, in any way that he can, he prospers. Where there's a strife and envy, there's every evil work, the Word of God says. But the way to avoid that is to be committed and willing to walk in love no matter what. You know what? It doesn't matter what they do. You're not responsible for them. You're responsible to the Lord for your heart, that you would walk in a way pleasing to Him. So I'm just going to share some overview, if you will, of what the Word of God has to say about love. You know, the Word says the greatest of these is charity. And the Word also says that they will know, Jesus said, they will know you're my disciples by the love that you have one for another. So having said all that, let me begin just to share some scriptures that are, for all of us, a refresher, a reminder of how we are to be. Because some of you may be facing situations right now that are really trying your patience, and you don't feel very loving at this moment. Well, God is wanting you to be able to rise above your flesh, your anger, even your justified anger, and allow Him, first of all, to deal with your heart and to let Him handle the situation. I just have time to share one scripture right now, and that's in 1 John 4, 7, 8, and 16. Love is of God, and God is love, and so love obviously will be the hallmark of a child of God. This scripture goes on to state, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." You know, it doesn't matter the words that we speak, it's the actions that really conveys where the heart is really at. And so let me just close this broadcast in prayer. Some of you wrestling right now with trying to be loving, and it's hard. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for those who are in situations that are requiring your grace to be loving. Lord, it is your will to supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. And you said the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Ghost. And Holy Spirit, I just ask you to release your power, your anointing, that regardless of the specifics of the situation that your beloved is facing, they can respond, they will commit to react and respond in a godly, loving manner in Jesus' wonderful name. Praise God. Well, we're just getting into this. I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. And until then, I love you. Thank you for listening. This is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.